Chief Perron not on the ice. What's his status for tonight?
Just maintenance. Maintenance? Kept them off, so.
He'll be out there?
Should be.
As far as, limited ice work you can do, but what's your degree of confidence you guys will be able to get back on your game tonight?
Yeah, I think we're a confident group right now. It's important in the first period that we establish our game, that we didn't do that last game. And they did that and ended up in a good result for them. So it's important that we get back to game one and game two. We're aggressive here right away in the first period and dictate the pace of the game.
Chief, you liked Robbie Fabry's play in the final two games of the season when he got in. What do you look for him from him tonight?
Same. He's a tenacious player, aggressive, get on the forecheck. He's got ability to score. He has the ability to find, soft areas in the ice where he can get good chances. So he'll have a lot of energy out there, and we'll need that.
Was it important for him or good for him to get those two games in, considering how little he's played this year?
Yeah, I believe so. And there were good games, and he produced, That line had some offense. They did a good job. So I believe that's given him confidence going in.
What's the key or keys to a fast start, to a better start tonight?
Well, first, just have an aggressive mindset. I didn't think that we had that last game. I thought that we let them dictate that part. So, dictating that for sure, and it's important that we do a good job through the neutral zone. And we didn't do that last game. We were slow. We need to be quicker and get pucks in behind them so we can get on the forecheck. Gets us skating, gets us involved in a game, hounding pucks, being physical on their defense. So that's a good sign when we're doing that right away.
I know it's only three games, but you haven't had a goal by a defenseman, which was obviously a key part of your offense over the season. Are they doing anything to take that away?
Well, they're blocking shots, and that's playoff. Teams block shots, and they're doing a good job of it. We got to do a better job of getting them through.
Craig, after you became the head coach, did you use Ryan O'Reilly any differently? And did you ask him to do anything different when you took over the job?
No, not really, I don't think. I think he's been a real good player from the get-go here, kind of done everything that we asked him of him. I might have used him a little bit more in a different role. I get him out there quite a bit against top lines and other teams, obviously, and situations, but I don't think his role's really changed that much. Okay, thanks.
You called Caro came up from San Antonio, if I'm pronouncing his name right. Huso has been here. Is Huso then apparently hurt and not able to play?
Yeah, it's just a precautionary, with Huso. We're still working on his recovery and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah, and do you envision any more guys from San Antonio coming up?
I'm sure there'll be a few more that'll be coming up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know all the guys yet or the names. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when I get them, I'll give them to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Okay. Thanks, guys.